Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off. You got to understand that when you understand the role of the Holy Spirit, and we'll talk in the future about the control, how in control is God. Mm-hmm. But when you understand that the role of the Holy Spirit is just like, you know, we just got to back off and let God be God. We have to just listen to him. And what you find out is that once you realize this, you realize you got to start abiding with Jesus, because you got to be able to discern the Spirit of God. You got to know what God's saying. You can't just keep going and being religious and doing something you think you got figured out. But if we can do this, this is how, you know, we can get active in our generation. This is how we can be faithful in our generation, like the past century was in regards to the gospel. Listen, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, but he's also got a pattern of how he does things. We cannot be nefarious when it comes to the things of God. We can't just set aside, you know, what God, nefarious means, set aside what God says, somebody like Jeroboam did or Ahab did. We can't just set aside. We have to know God's ways. We have to get rightly related to the body of Christ. You know, we each know in part and prophesy in part, but you have to understand that means we have to come together. And our great reward on earth is Christ in others. So when we get rightly related to the body of Christ and not just showing up at a place, but them knowing you and you knowing them, and you walk your life together in this journey, I mean, that's a huge reward. I mean, the enemy's really hurt a lot of people in regards to family, and he's trying to get people to no longer believe in family. Why? Because God wants a family. He's a father, and we're called to be brothers and sisters in the Lord, mothers and fathers in the Lord, and that can happen in Christ. You can have that in Christ, and we walk that out on a daily basis. And Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? He's saying, who is my family? He says, those who do the will of my Father. When you redefine family as how God defines family, then you can get everybody, including your biological family, get them into the family of God, and things get better when God's in it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So this is encouraging. Not only are you hearing, two awesome men of God, such as Steve Heal and Peter Wagner, talk about what's taking place and what has to happen, but you're also hearing that God has been preparing the way. He's been preparing the way, but you got to be willing to say this. You got to be willing to consider it all dung. That's what Paul said. Paul said, he talked about all of his religious accomplishments. He talked about everything that he had been doing, but then he said in Philippians, he said, I consider all dung just to know him. I just want to know him. Mm-hmm. In the fellowship of a suffering. You know, what's going to be difficult for you when you try to bring a resume from the old wineskin into the new wineskin, when you try to integrate, you know, what you were doing, because it kind of gives you kudos. You know, you kind of say, well, look at me. You know, I have these accomplishments and all this, and that's pride. We got to say, you know what? I just want to serve God. I want to just go after him. And understand, we're doing this for the reward that's in heaven, not the reward we have on earth. And rest assured, if they treated Jesus bad for following the Father, they're going to treat you bad for following him. But those that want Jesus are going to run after you.
That's right.
You know, they're going to want what you have. You know, so they're going to. And so I want to encourage you that, you know, you can be that Smith Wigglesworth. You can be that Amy Simple McPherson. You know, you can be that Mariah Etter. You know, you can be that Dowie. You can be that John G. Lake. You can be the next Steve Hill. You can be the next Peter Wagner. You can be, I'm telling you, it is time for this generation that we're going to have to rise. Right now, there's a void in leadership in America because they're stuck in a flower pot. they just kind of left what was because they knew what was wasn't right. It wasn't right for this generation. It wasn't necessarily that it was bad. It just wasn't what God was doing at this time. And so I want to encourage you that, you know, first of all, you know, where you are, if you begin to talk to your leaders where you are, they may be totally been trying to tell you for a long time, this is what they want. And they're excited that you woke up, and this is, they're behind you 100%. And you guys can partner together in that. But no matter what, you want to follow Jesus. And you know what I'm saying? And you'll find out there's a lot of people walking with you mm-hmm. that they just wanted to know Jesus. So I want to encourage you right now, take the time to go to VFN, that's V Victor, VFNfamily.org. You can also go to VineFellowshipNetwork.org if you want to get it there. Maybe easier for you to remember. And just begin to explore, you know what? Hey, you know what? That can be activated. It's not about joining an organization. I've already joined the family of God if I'm a believer. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, you can meet him now, right now. Just like the moment that Peter Wagner was born again, the moment he was born again, he was called into the Great Commission. We all are. Just religion told us that we're not. But you are. Like I said, it's not the great suggestion. It's the great commandment. It's the great expectation of God for you to go into all the world and preach the good news of the kingdom, baptize those who believe, and teach them to obey Jesus' commands, not to set them aside, right, but to obey them. And so right now, go there, begin to explore and find us. Is this for me? Because we have right this moment that not only do we have the foundations of faith available to begin to be able to teach you some basic principle foundations that you yourself, once you learn, can teach others. Because in China, what's unique about China, Pat? Mm-hmm. They have what's called chain link discipleship. It's called chain link because you know millions rapidly being born in the kingdom of God, and it's done in the context all over the place. It's not in a pot anywhere,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and in a flower pot. It's not contained, and so it's just rapidly growing. Mm-hmm. You know, people are getting saved and born again, and they look to their wife and their family and say, "Listen, you know, I'm going to be gone for the next 6 months. I am going to go to these villages and I'm going to tell them about Jesus." And people are being born again. And what happens with chain link discipleship is that they teach this one new believer one revelation in God, knowing Jesus is Lord, for example, knowing Jesus Christ mm-hmm. is Lord. And before they teach the next revelation, that person has to go to teach two other believers that they just led to the Lord or just sitting around waiting to be taught.
Right.
We're all, listen. It was the teachers of the law that got rebuked the most by Jesus. And don't lift anybody up because of their gift, and don't allow them to levitate over you because of their gift. Realize it's everybody's called, you know? Everybody's called, and you can participate in this end time harvest. It's just about saying yes to Jesus, no to the world. It's about dealing with our sins at the cross. It's about being empowered by the Holy Spirit and abiding with Jesus as he empowers us to walk in obedience to him and telling others about him. And as soon as we finish this, we're out of here.
Amen.
Yeah, the kingdom, not flower pots, mm-hmm. not church. The church is, Jesus is the answer. The kingdom will be preached. The king's dominion will be preached to all. And then the end would come. And so the key to, if you want to expedite the Lord's return, listen to me. How much longer? Quit being so satisfied in this life and be dissatisfied with the way things are going. Don't be satisfied with religion. Don't be satisfied with just reading about it. God wants you to be the next chapter in the book of Acts. He wants to begin to move in your life. Yes, yes, Ananias and Sapphira were in there. So we're not talking about religion here. You know, just like Steve said, when somebody said that, you know, he wanted to be in the ministry, he says, "What? Define that to me." You know, and and I got to tell you, this is the real deal. So read the whole book of Acts before you make this move, because you can die in this. I mean, you know, signs and wonders happen, but you don't want to be the sign, and you don't want people to wonder.
Yeah, right.
And any of us can. Yeah, you know, we have to hear God. It's just this desperate need to hear him. But it's most exciting. It'll save you a lot of money on bungee jumping because you can just live in the constant state of, whoa, you know, look what God's doing. And so I want to encourage you right now, if you haven't, go to VFNfamily.org. And we have a university set up just specifically for this type of move, what God is doing, which is, we believe, is the greatest form of soul winning, as Peter Wagner talked about. And you could see more about it at vineseminars.org. But we have VFNU, Vine Fellowship Network University. You can get to it at vfnu.org. And it's specifically set up, and it's anointed. It's a fresh rhema word from God. It's not like algebra and these different things. It's so that the simple fisherman, the simple plowman, is so that me and you can walk together and watch God move powerfully as he advances his church through our willing obedience to go and carry it. You know, my spiritual father, Ken Summerall, you know, he was always talked about, you know, when I felt a little insecure in ministry, he said he'd go get another degree. He would go get another degree in a religious aspect of it.
Yeah.
And he found out that he was dying by degrees.
Right.
Because the more you personally know in your own knowledge, the more tempted you are to trust that knowledge. But it's amazing how when God saves a man or a woman and they know nothing in God, just everything happens for them because all they have is faith.
Right.
But once they start getting smart, you know what I'm saying? Once they start, it's like, whoa, they start measuring things. And it's like, look what happened. Mm-hmm. Look what happened when you let your knowledge get over your relationship with God.
Right.
Did God change? He never changes.
Mm-mm.
You can stay in that constant state. I'm not saying stay ignorant, but definitely you need to learn the right things. And the greatest gift that you can be given is the fear of God and humility, which is total dependency on God and respect for other people. For VFNU setups just for that. I mean, it's going to give you the tools. It's going to restructure your thought life and how, because that's what we deal with. We deal with thoughts, you know, what we're thinking about, you know, that, you know, this is the way it's always been done. It's like, well, let's just check what with God. What is God? How does God say it needs to be done? And you can, it just restructures you. And you start thinking, oh my goodness, I can't believe that we've been doing all these for all these years. And this is exactly what the Word of God, it's right there in my face. It's been there all along. And then God just sets you free from those mindsets. And all of a sudden, you all those cycles of judgment and everything that's kept you paralyzed and sterile in the midst of your family and the body, it just gets broken off of you. And all of a sudden, you become fertile in the kingdom and you become fruitful. And Jesus says, we're known by our fruit. The whole purpose of us being chosen by God is to bear fruit, much fruit, to show ourselves to be a disciple and fruit that lasts.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to get involved in the fruit business, don't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, oh my goodness, as you can tell, I'm very excited about that. I'm just excited about knowing that now is the time. Today is the day. You have to make a decision to say, you know what? Am I going to stay confined in this box? Am I just going to be satisfied with God moving in India, God moving in China, other nations? I'm just going to watch this nation fall to its knees and no longer be significant in the kingdom of God. And it can happen. We're not mentioned prophetically.
Right.
Or we're going to rise up and say, you know what? I believe God for a third great awakening, not just a revival. And they were talking about a revival, but I'm talking about a third great awakening, which changes the DNA, rapid church planting. And that can happen in what's happening in China. It can happen with what God has shown us through Vine Fellowship Network. We've totally set up that overnight, 1,000 churches can be birthed in America across the land. You know, John G. Lake planted 5,000 churches in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And we can easily see that because we see God showing us the stadiums being filled with worshipers and the end time move. When you think about, you know, God TV founders and her name's slipping my mind right now, but she prophesied about, you know, what's going to be taking place. And she talked about, you know, expressions like Vine Fellowship Network and what's taking place. Let me tell you right now, rut is a grave with both ends kicked out. If you're caught in a religious rut, and if you are, that means this is what's going on in your life. You were totally seduced by all the things of the world. You're probably watching television. You're running. You're in some hobby somewhere. You're doing something so whatever. And you're just, you know, what are you doing with your time? It's just, really? Is that what life's about? Or is life about an adventure in God, a journey of living this life faithful before our Lord and Savior, no matter what the name is over the door? Understand the name should be Jesus Christ over your heart, and you can follow him. You can follow Jesus Christ. You know, it is time to wake up and realize, my goodness, today is the day. Now is the time to follow the Lord. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
My children know middle schoolers who are dating. This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and it's true. Kids in 7th and 8th grade often have boyfriends or girlfriends. Well, here's Dana Gresh explaining why that's so common and what to do about it.
I meet moms all the time whose 8th grade daughters are in their first relationship. You know, you don't go together anymore or date, you talk. Her daughter comes home and says, I'm talking to a boy. And she says, oh, that's nice, honey. And then her friend says, do you know that means they're dating? And then mom freaks out and says, why could my daughter be dating? She's not old enough to date. And I say, when did you discuss with her what your family standards were about dating? She said, we haven't talked about it yet. She's not old enough. Well, obviously she is.
These days, you've got to start talking about dating and relationships with your children early, often earlier than you want. You can hear more trusted advice from Dana Gresh on today's program at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
I was just listening to Paul Keith Davis talking about, you know, how God said, he must have said to Lucifer, he says, hey, you took one of my best men when Stephen was stoned. And he says, I'm going to take one of yours. As a matter of fact, listen up to this. This is just awesome.
By about 35 AD, two years into the Pentecostal movement, Stephen is stoned. I actually had I saw that experience myself in a visionary encounter where I saw Stephen being stoned. I saw as Stephen was dying, he looked up into heaven just like the Bible says. And in my experience, the Lord stood up, as it says in the Bible, but he pointed his finger at the devil and said, that one is going to cost you. And it did. I saw this undeniable link between the stoning of Stephen and the reaping of Paul. The devil stole one of God's great men, so God stole one of his. Don't think for a minute that Lord's going to let anything get away. And in my revelation, the Lord said the devil would have been better off leaving Stephen alone. But now he's got to deal with Paul. And Paul is still a thorn in his flesh. And everything Paul did for the kingdom, Stephen shared in the inheritance.
That is so awesome. I mean, think about it. Everything that Paul did in the kingdom that Stephen shared in his inheritance is a revelation that God had given him, Paul Keith Davis. And it's just so often you think, oh my goodness, they took this man or woman of God out. And you think, begin to pray for the one that took him out, understanding that God was going to meet Saul on the road to Damascus. He's like, okay, all right. You don't see the bright light you saw in Stephen's face, you're about to see on your road to Damascus. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
And he took Saul. He didn't say, hey, let me tell you, Jesus saves. And if you want to make a decision for the Lord today, I got five fingers. This finger represents this, you know, all that kind of crazy stuff people do. He just said, boom. And Saul goes, Lord, Lord. And he's like, right. You know,
get on the right side.
And the organizer became the organized that day. Mm. And it's a powerful thing. But I love that, you know, Satan regretted the day that he ever took Stephen. And there's men and women of God that you, if you understand that right, because Saul was so toxic that when he got saved, nobody wanted him but God. But he was the answer to everybody for God.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how toxic he was. He was such a, you know, he was too Christian to be sucked by the Jews and too Jewish to be sucked by the Christians and, you know, and all that. And here he was now having to go to a people and nobody wanted him at first because they were scared of him. Even the very man that was Ananias was going to pray for him.
You want me to go where?
You want me to go where
and pray for who?
Are you crazy?
Come on now.
Well, I don't know if he said about the crazy part. Yeah. But
Right. I'm sure he thought it.
Wash me, Jesus.
And
think about that. That the fact is that look what God did with the very one that stoned Stephen. Over half of the New Testament was written by Paul. Let's begin to lift up our heads and realize God can save the hardest of sinners, the ones who are dogmatically set against him. That if we'll pray for those that are held captive by darkness, God can set them free on the road to Damascus while they're riding their horse. God can knock them off their horse and show them his awesomeness, and they will immediately give up their ability to organize and say, organize me.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, it is time for the finals. This is the final days of the U.S. citizenship test. That's
wow.
U.S.
Is
citizenship.
Barry? Is this yeah. it?
This is it. This is it for
I was
this.
Enjoying beating Pat.
We will be moving. Oh, you're right. Well, we tallied this score score you up. We'd rather score you up. We score.
Sally sells, I guess, story. Sells under the seashore, I think.
Actually, do you know a GPS can actually pronounce things better than us? It was amazing. There was something just like that. And I thought, my goodness, did you hear that thing pronounce that thing? Oh, we won't go into the GPS story. So there's 100 question tests you have to take if you want to be a U.S. citizen. It's called the U.S. Citizenship Test. And we've been taking it ourselves. Well, actually, I've been giving it.
They've
been
taking it. Yeah, let's correct that statement. Let's make,
you know, I mean, somebody's got to actually give it.
Yeah, when you laugh at our fumbling around.
Y'all were laughing at each other. Exactly. I mean, we got the footage of this. I mean, he's like, great. He got an easy one, you know.
Yeah, every time I think you set us up.
Yeah. No, you know, you said he got the easy ones, right?
Always.
We got some different. Last five's got to be tough. Real tough. And then, of course, based on your scores, you need to go ahead and begin to go to Kyrgyzstan. You're going to be heading to Kyrgyzstan, or you can choose Afghanistan, the mountain range.
As long as you don't, as long as we don't go to Iran.
Pakistan, huh?
Yeah, right.
As long as you don't go to Iran.
Oh, my goodness. So this is how it works. This is how it works. I'm going to ask the question. When I ask the question from the U.S. citizenship test.
Open your eyes.
They are open. Digga, 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 digga,
digga. The citizenship is a good one.
This is a citizenship. This is a citizenship tournament test.
This is
tournament.
Oh my goodness. We're just talking about Pat's lisp. That's what it is. We're just gonna listen. I'm gonna ask the question from the U.S. citizenship test. My eyes open. And you're going to get a chance to think about it. And I want you to think about it. While you're thinking, of course, you're going to be able to... Yes, exactly. When you hear that music, that means that's when you're praying. Dear Lord, give me an answer.
Help me, Jesus.
Right, right, right. And when I ask your answer, it's going to have to be your final answer. And you will give me your shot at this.
Worked so far.
And of course, if you get it right... Exactly. We'll all applaud. It'll be great. Of course, if you get it wrong... And if you take too long, okay, the first question from the last session of the U.S. citizenship test goes to John.
Yes.
Question number next, which is actually 95 on the test. Where is John?
Where are you?
That was the wrong one.
Where am I?
Like, I remember that one.
I think we're on 96.
I got that wrong. Here it is. Question number now. Okay, John. Why does the flag, United States flag, have 13 stripes? Why does the flag have 13 stripes? Excellent. That's very good. Okay, here's the question. This is the question.
Don't miss this.
So you do not have to self-deport to Kyrgyzstan. Is what does... The question is, why does the flag, the United States flag, have 13 stripes?
Well, Alex, I'm going to go...
Oh, Lord. That's a gloating statement.
I'm going to go with an answer. I'm gonna say.
Then you listen to yesterday's segment
to honor the 13 original colonies.
Yeah. I was thinking you weren't gonna get it. Like, oh my goodness.
Well, he's gonna drag this up. Yeah.
For some reason, he was rubbing on the keyboard trying to do. I bet he came up with the answer.
Where is
your faith? Did you Google that?
He was Googling it. Pat.
Uh oh.
Question number next.
This is gonna be a good one.
The U.S. citizenship test. Is why does the flag have 50 stars? Why does the flag have 50 stars? Pat.
I need more time.
Oh, my goodness. Give him more time.
You have to remember now, you know, this is the, I mean, we have great confidence in some of these answers now, but we weren't that confident. but if you have, you understand is that, I mean, for example, you know, what does the stripe mean on Greece's flag? Well, we're not going to know these different things necessarily. So people that are coming to become a citizen, they don't have a clue yet what these mean. It's like, it's a starry flag. It's a starry flag.
All right.
And so this is the question. You need to know what it is. Now, we're letting people burn it and all this stuff, but we're actually asking them a question. I'm sure people that are U.S. citizens, they're, you know, coming in, they're going like, why are you burning your own flag? This is the question on the U.S. U.S. citizenship test.
Citizen.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the last group of questions, right?
Oh, we got to get another tongue twister for him, though. We gotta...
So, why does the flag, the United States flag, have 50 stars on it?
Because there are 50 states.
All right, Hotshot, why don't you name the territories then? What are some of the territories?
We did this one already, dude.
Do you have a memory? You should know these by now then, right?
Well, go ahead. Tell me.
Oh, now you want me to tell you.
Contact ADTS Security and Alarm Monitoring. If you want to secure your home or your business, contact them today for all of your security needs. Cameras, monitoring, and even medical pendants. Do it today. For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. Cordova Lanes. The weather is changing. You want to do something indoors? Bring the family in. In Pensacola, right behind Cordova Mall, visit Cordova Lanes, where nobody gets benched. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Pat, you know, I think back, before I even knew God, God was just beginning to draw himself to me. And I was hungry for God before I even knew I was even hungry for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to tradition, going through that hour a week that I had been raised upon, but I knew I wanted more.
Right.
You know, and when God called me and I met his son, Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
God really changed my life. He touched my heart and he encountered my whole life and he drew me into the VFN family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so powerful. It was so amazing to see other Christians who I had never seen before. People who just cast their every burden and every care on Jesus. And the coolest thing was, is that people that I could relate to,
mm-hmm.
because for the longest time you want to share your problems with people, but there was nobody there that was close enough to you that you could really talk to and be transparent with.
Right.
You know, I want to encourage you that if you're listening right now and you want to just connect with people who are just real, who they themselves have problems, you know, we look to Jesus in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel that God's just really beginning to speak to your heart and just draw you to himself, I want to encourage you to go to vfnfamily.org.
John, you remember that? Remember that kind of like that little video clip of that guy running during that slow-mo? How did that go?
No.
Like the marathon runner, the guy was like, and it's like showed him running or something. Come on, you're from the 70s. I know because that came out right before me, and that was a popular movie.
What do you mean confused with Pat?
What movie was that?
It was like Chariots of Fire or something, there was a marathon runner.
80s, by the way.
Okay, it was 80s. Okay.
Right.
But what I will tell you about Marathon, okay,
is that
BFN Radio is available on the Marathon weekend. Steve, you know what that is? That is every weekend, the whole week's radio program are back to back to back. It's the VFN Radio Marathon.
Wow.
So throughout the weekend, you can enjoy all of the great segments, all the great insights, God's news behind the news from Monday through Friday, all on your weekend on a 24-hour loop. I encourage you stay plugged in and enjoy your weekend with the VFN Radio Marathon.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off. John.
Question
number next. What does, from the U.S. citizenship test, what is the name of the national anthem? What is the name of the national anthem? John, from the U.S. citizenship, John, from the test that we're taking.
Let's say U.S. I'm stumped here.
Cool. Oh,
come on.
The question is this. What is the name of the what is the name of the national anthem? What is the name of the national anthem for America?
They just say we're singing the national anthem. They didn't ever say the name of the song. They just call it the national anthem.
Oh, come on, dude.
I'm just going to throw a guess. Is it the Star Bangled Banner of the Star? I have no idea.
What'd you say?
Star Bangled Banner.
What'd you say?
Star Bangle. I don't know.
Bangles. That's a football team.
That's a tiger.
That's a tiger. I have no idea.
Oh my gosh!
It is.
Kyrgyzstan, here we come. Back here,
Kyrgyzstan. It's like the language is like.
I missed this one. I have no idea. I'm a loss. Pat,
all the children that are listening, obviously Pat knows it. He's like.
He obviously knows it.
I'm not going there.
I will defer from the gentleman.
If he asks, I'll tell him.
He already did go there already. No, what? Not gonna go there. Like your foot's on me. Okay. What is the question is this. What is the name of the national anthem? And it's the Star Spangled Banner. Remember, if you need to know more about this, go to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. There's an entire segment on how it came about. Remember when they had them all, they were surrounded.
With the rockets and red, they were in the boat.
Rockets, red glare.
Now I remember.
The
flag was still there.
And the men were holding and pushing up, and then they would fall, and then the other men would kind of stand on their bodies, and they would hold it up. And they said, is the flag still there? Is the flag still there?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and it's like, that's the kind of heart it's going to take, you know, for us to stand today, you know, for our country. And this is what you got to pass to be a U.S. citizenship. Okay. Pat, question number next, and this is the second to the last question for the U.S. citizenship test, is, when do we celebrate Independence Day? When do we celebrate Independence Day? Pat. The second to the last question from the U.S. citizenship test is, when do we celebrate Independence Day?
That would be July the 4th.
Yay!
Wow.
That's actually Star Spangled Banner Day.
Star Spangled Tiger Day.
But you think about it, we have a day that we celebrate the Declaration of Independence, which has, what, 17 or 27 reasons why we actually separated?
27
reasons written in it. And we actually shoot fireworks off and all that because we're celebrating the day we got our independence from tyrannical rule.
That's right.
You know, and here it's coming up. The 4th of July is coming up really soon. And so hopefully we're learning more. We can really celebrate it. Here's the last question from, and the answer was, of course, July the 4th. The last question from the U.S. citizenship test, so that you will not have to get deported to Kyrgyzstan, is, John, name the thread that was used by Martha Washington when she sewed the 13th star on the left side.
What? John.
Name the thread used by Martha. Okay, here it is. I got it.
You ready?
Yeah, you have to make it interesting. I was like,
yeah.
Because these are like, these are for us.
This is it.
But we don't know anything about the Greece flag.
No.
But it's greasy.
Or Cyprus.
It's a greasy flag. Okay, here it is. Question number, John, next. Here, last. Here it is. Name two nations.
Okay.
That's Russian. Name two national U.S. holidays. John's going to know these. Name two national U.S. holidays. John, the last question on the U.S. citizenship test. The last question, I said.
Hey.
Hopefully, our audience won't go back and tally our score because we may have to leave the country. We found out that our frontal lobe, you have to actually forget some things to learn some new things.
Mm-hmm.
We have some new things in there, but there's some things we need to bring back. That's why we're doing this, so we can remember what our country's about, the founding reason, the original ten of our country. And it's amazing. It looks like people who just became a citizen the right way in our country know more about our country than those that have been here forever.
Yeah.
Forever. And that's just like, you know, Lord forgive us for not knowing the roots of what we came from and what's going on. John, last question. Here it is.
Yes.
So you don't have to go to Kyrgyzstan. Name two national U.S. holidays.
I'm going to go with President's Day and Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
My goodness, that was amazing. You did really good. Here they are. Here's the national holidays. You have the Firecracker Day. You have the Popsicle Day. You have the... Taco Day. You have Hot Sauce Day. Here it is. Got it? Here it is.
We're ready.
You got to know this. This is important. All the holidays you get. New Year's Day is one national holiday. Martin Luther King Day, Jr. Day, which is January the
17th.
20th.
Okay. It's birthday.
Is it? Could be wrong. January. you have President's Day. You have Memorial Day. You have Independence Day. You have Labor Day. You have Columbus Day. Veterans Day. Thanksgiving. And Christmas. A national holiday. Let's think about that. Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
A national holiday. I mean, there it is. The last question in our citizenship test just resounds that this is a Judeo-Christian nation.
Mm.
And we even recognize the birth of Christ. It's been a national holiday. I think about that.
That's awesome.
And so we've learned so much. Have we learned so much about being able to? And if you haven't yet, you can go back and go to the VFN Torch or go to any segment on your the VFN TV app and listen to the whole. It'll be all there together, question 1 through 100. And it may be really great to play for your kids as well. So they'll have a lot of fun, listening to it. We're just having a lot of fun, but we're trying to learn. We're having kind of mixing, infotainment, understanding what's happening, learning some things, looking at the original intent. And we were shocked. We were shocked at what we need to relearn again. But, we can relearn it. And we're going to be looking in the future. Now we've conquered this test. We are going to be going into the Constitution. So I'm so excited about it because that is our founding. That's our foundation.
Yeah.
For how things, that's what we're made up of. When people start talking about changing your Constitution, they're talking about changing the DNA of your nation. And that's important. That's the conversation of today. It's like, do we want to change the Constitution or not? It's like saying, do you want arms coming out your shoulders? Or do you want feet coming out your shoulders? We got to pay attention. We don't want things to change. So make sure you catch that on VFN Radio in the future. We enjoyed. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
But a conversation, you'll be surprised. You have to keep your brain active. And personally, and this is how my brain works, and maybe if you're a different kind of design of a brain, you have to have complete silence so you can hear yourself talk to yourself. I don't need to talk to myself. And you have to hear yourself think. Yeah, look at that. His eyes roll up his head. Gerbil? He goes, that's true. That's actually, I needed to hear myself think. They're the ones who go, shh, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no noise.
All you do is snap your fingers and they're lost. Where am I? What happened? But to me, it just makes my brain just fire off everything. And I just love to hear good, positive, conversation. And there's nothing more positive than talking about the things of God and God's perspective behind the news and, wisdom moments. Think about wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. You can go to college for, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, and you can be knowledgeably ignorant. And it's a shocker, doctor, see right here, this is how you start your car. right?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much knowledge, but you got to have wisdom on how to apply that knowledge. And we hope, in the conversations that we're having, we're sharing with you the wisdom that God has revealed to us. How do you live your day-to-day life? That's wisdom. How do I apply the word of God to my life, the commandments of God and all that? And it's just, I love VFN Radio. When I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an something or an something, and put it on your desk at work and, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says, this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God. which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what? But I wanna remember. Remember when we were there at Israel, the time that we were praying over the borders, mm-hmm. and we're just asking God to protect Israel, and we're driving the whole, you know, loop around Israel, and you know, just you know, it was powerful, you mm-hmm. know, obviously, yeah. and we're seeing even some of the damaged buildings in the north from the, I guess, the 1967 situation mm-hmm. yeah. that happened up there.
Tanks in the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And remember the cab situation? I'll tell you. You're going to tell you something funny. This
I'll
is
never
funny.
Forget
this
that.
Is funny. You know, when you get to, obviously, you get to a different country, they're going to exchange your money, and they take your money, and they give you their money back. And, of course, it was so funny to watch Pat stand there at the exchange booth, and they took all of his cash and his money, yeah. and they filled his hands full of shekels. And yeah. I bet you should have seen the look on his face. The look on his face was, oh, I just know I got robbed. I just lost everything I had.
It's all gone.
That was so
what
funny. Your face was just kind of hung down, you know. It was yeah. hilarious. And so... So then, you know, we're coming back, and you know, you were buying gold, and this, you know, we're down there at the Galilean Experience, there, yeah, the Galilean Experience, and we came back in. We were going to take a cheroot. Remember the cheroot? If you're in Israel and you're taking a cheroot is like the short bus for school. You know what I'm yeah. saying? It's like the little small bus.
Yeah, it's like carpooling.
It's carpooling, but it's like, you know, the little short buses for school. And, of course, it looks different, but it's about the same size. And they have a device up front that collects the money like a regular city bus does. You throw the change in there or whatever. But you have to be prepared, because there's a reason why people don't sit up front. We sat up front. And what happens is everybody starts passing their money up to you up front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have to go put all their money in the slot. It's like, oh, my goodness, you know. So anyway, you know, we're about to leave. You know, we've this particular time we're getting ready to leave Israel, and we make it to the airport. And if you've been to Israel, their security is very, very good. And there's, you know, it's armed guards around the airport. They're giving you the eyeball. They're looking at you, you know, profiling you to see if you look like a terrorist or anything like that. And of course, one guy we had with us was just really just freaking out. I don't know what I'll do, but we won't talk about it. And so they come up there and they start asking, they pull you apart and they start asking you questions and all that. And so they pulled me to one area and they pulled you to the other area, and they're asking us, what did you do when you were here? And of course, you know, I'm talking to them about, you know, whatever we did, or, you know, in general, visited some friends, you know, saw some things. But Pat's mind goes blank. It goes blank. And he goes,
and I was alone.
Yeah.
With these people.
Yeah. And then he goes, we rode the borders. Oh, no. You told him we rode the borders. He says, my mind went blank. That's all I could say. Next thing I know, he was in the back behind some curtain.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were actually searching everything he had. Everything
he
had.
They tore everything apart.
I remember that.
Oh, they tore up my little CD player, ripped it apart. Right. That thing never worked again.
Yeah. And now they're actually searching all my stuff, and mm-hmm. you know, they want to know if your hair dryer, his hair dryer. You're gonna understand that. You know, Pat's very particular about his hair.
I did not have a hair dryer.
Did was that your hair dryer? They shipped it back.
No,
they did. Ship
it was my
hair.
CD player.
Oh, it was a CD player.
They tore it apart and making sure I didn't have a bomb in it.
I
or
thought
something.
They shipped your moose and your hair dryer back.
Okay. Oh, that was you.
Not moose. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
It was me. Really.
Think so.
Could have been, you know what I'm
Could
saying?
Could have been. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. And so then, but I remember I was drinking coffee, like some big cappuccino thing or something, and I was okay in the beginning. By the time I drank all that coffee, I'm like wired.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness. And so then we're getting on the plane to come back, and it's like a long flight back to America. And
like 15 hours, I think.
Yeah, and so you're buckled into your seat, and you have those middle seats. It's got like four or five seats in the middle, you know, and you're sitting on the edge. And so everybody's eyeballing those seats, you know. You're thinking, oh, my goodness, this, I'm sure this is, wasn't the proper thing to do.
we didn't care.
You know, well, kind of. And so then we thought, man, and so we thought if we could stretch out over those seats, there's a lot of empty seats in the middle. And as soon as he said, you can unbuckle your seatbelts, we were grabbing pillows and took off. But the problem is, you know, some of the fruit and the nuts in Israel are just huge, you know, and they had these chocolate covered almonds that were huge, dark chocolate covered almonds. Oh, my goodness. And so we ate the whole bag. So when we actually lay down to go to sleep, we were wide awake with all the caffeine and the chocolate. So we had a wonderful time. And so they assumed that Pat was on the borders doing the wrong reasons. And so
I was praying, I swear.
Yeah, right, 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 right. And that's definitely not, you know, when you think about what happens over there with Islam and prayers every single day, you know, praying on the borders not to, to a Jewish man doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, safety. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, anyway, it was just pretty funny to watch that take place. And we made it out of there, and we really enjoyed it. I encourage you, if you haven't gone to Israel, to go. And to visit them, there's nothing like praying at the Western Wall.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I just want to encourage you, if you're an individual that kind of gets up in the morning and sits on the side of your bed, and then you just kind of wind yourself up like a doll. You have this big winder on your back. You just kind of wind yourself, and you walked around like a little marching soldier going, what about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? I know this is not right. I've been thinking about me all day, and I know this is wrong, but, you know, it's like, if you know what's wrong, why do you follow that with, but I'm still doing it? That's sort of like a husband walking into a wife says, I know I'm not supposed to be in adultery, but she was beautiful. You know, it's like, come on. What? Don't you see how wrong that is? I mean, you would see that if your husband was doing that, or if your wife comes home and says, I know this is wrong, but, you know, the bag boy, you know, at the whatever. And I guess they do that now, right? Bag grocery store.
Do they have bag boys?
I don't even know. I don't know. And we have bag girls. This is a different culture today. And, but you think about it. It's like the husband's like, what? You know, he's like, don't you know that's wrong? But it's right. So the American culture is like, I know that you're not supposed to do heroin, but I had to do a few lines today. And it's like, come on. The other side of that should not even be said.
Exactly.
And by the way, the other side of butt is never good. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what you say on the left side of butt, because there ain't nothing right on the right side of butt. Because when you say butt at the end of, so it could be some beautiful oracle, just great. I mean, you could be talking about salvation and the manifestation of God's glory and holiness and revival and how you're supposed to be before God. But if you say but at the end of that, let me tell you what that does. But is a word that nullifies, does away with everything you just said. And what you're saying is, what I'm about to say is what I really believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how a lot of people pull people over, because they just talk forever. You know, I understand where you're coming from, and I can kind of see, you know, how you're going. And inside they're going like, I don't believe this person. And they're kind of going with you like judo, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I was thinking, it's like, oh, everything they just said to you, you know, wash it out. You say, could you hold on a minute? I got to erase everything you just said in my head, because everything you said at this point was good, but you brought your butt into it. And now I got to listen to what's going to happen on the other side of the butt. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
It's like, is this a butt counseling session? Are you going to tell me everything is right? I'm talking about beauty. But the word butt is a conjunction that nullifies everything afterwards. You remember that, right?
Oh yeah.
Conjunction. What's your function? Hooking up phrases and making them function.
Oh wow.
Ands and ifs and buts and. You're probably listening to White Now. Anyway, the
White Now.
White Now.
Yeah, Snake Nail or something. Anyway, he's saved now. We'll just let it go. Don't even look at the tattoo. You know, listen, you got to live on the right side of the butt. You got to, left side of the butt. Don't forget about, we don't say butt. and realize too, it's not unfair for somebody to confront you when your butt comes into the conversation, right? Uh-huh. I mean, when someone comes in and just says, "Oh, I don't care. I don't care if they read Genesis or they read Matthew or they read Revelation to you and they said, I'm in agreement with this." And even if they said, "So sweet," and they go, "But," you know, slam on brakes to say, "Okay, hold on a minute. Let me shake my head like an Etch-a-Sketch because all of that was nothing but flattery." Mm-hmm. You're about to tell me the real deal right now. And you know, plain as day, you know, if your husband came home and says, "I know I'm supposed to be loyal to you, and I know we got married 10 years ago, 5 years ago, but, you know, I saw this lady at the store selling perfume," and I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to say, "Oh, hang on." You're going to forget everything on the left side of the butt. Mm. And you're going to say, "We need to focus on the right side of the butt, because what you just said is what you're really," and that's for everybody. And America's been living on the right side of the butt. I mean, come on. We say all the right stuff. We sing the songs. We build buildings. We have a statement out there from some of our organizations that says, you know, "You're not going to be growing unless you're in debt." It's like, no, you're supposed to owe no man nothing. I mean, if we have debt, we're not happy about it. And we definitely aren't using it for a building program. Anyway, so, but, you know, people will come and they'll be fearful about the debt. And so people will come to help pay on the debt. And they're so fearful that they can't pay the debt. They'll go out and bring people into this building and they'll have more people to pay on the debt. And it's like, oh, we grew. No, your organization grew, but the kingdom of heaven didn't grow. And so we're living on, we got to get off the right side of the butt. We got to go back and say, listen, let our yeses mean yes and our noes mean no. And it's just time for us to be real. I mean, if you live your life on the right side of the butt, but you convinced everybody that you live on the left side of the butt, come on. That's called flattery. And you're known by your fruit. And your fruit is whatever, you know, after the butt. Mm-hmm. But if you live your life without a butt, you know, you just say how it is. And there's no, I mean, you should listen to your language. Because sometimes we have some belief systems that we don't really realize that we're undoing what we just did. Mm-hmm. And it's just like we're killing ourselves with our own words if we do that. You know, and we have to pay attention. Maybe I've been a butt. Maybe I've been one of those people that live on the right side of the butt. I might say all the right stuff and people agree with it, but they never realize when I transition. They don't realize I say it so nicely and so sweetly and I justify my transition to the right side of the butt, that all of a sudden everybody buys into it. And they go, "You know what? I've been living my life on the left side of the butt, but I see you say it so sweetly and you say the same things I say. You just added a little bit on the other side of butt." Right? Ooh. So what am I saying? I'm reading from Pat's script. No, obviously this is John's. But you know, do you know what I'm saying though? Isn't it frustrating? It's frustrating. Mm-hmm. And there's not anybody more frustrating than the ones who really know how to say "but" like nobody else. Mm. I mean, they're the ones that go, "I see your point. As a matter of fact, I can empathize with you. I can kind of feel your pain." You know, Bill Clinton, "I can feel your pain." And then all of a sudden in their speech, I was kind of like, you know, "But I noticed." And it's like, oh, it didn't matter what politics is on the left side of that or what values were set on the left side of that. What's happening on the right side of that? "But I found out in my ventures in the political realm that my values change and I no longer have Arkansas values. Now I have Washington values." Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy. And it's like, you know, we got to quit falling for people who profess the left side of the butt, but live on the right side of the butt.
In New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Excellent Cuban food. Mm-mm, delicioso. Go in and get some for you and for me today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. Just Fish and Grits. If you're in the mood for some good southern cooking, visit Just Fish and Grits today to dine in or to take out. You can have your meal on the go. It is good. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.